This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before, with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask. No Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
I just want to tell you what happens when I get to work. I have to clean up the poop and the pee off of my doorstep. I have to clean up the syringes. I have to politely ask the people who I care for these people that are homeless, to move their tents out of the way of the door to my business. I have to fight off people that push their way into my shop that are homeless and on drugs because you won't arrest them for drug offenses. I have to apologize to my clients as to why they can't get into my door because there's somebody asleep there because they're not getting the help they need.
Who is that?
So I want to know what you're going to do for us, the ones that are unhappy. You want to make us a sanctuary state. You want to make it comfortable for everybody except for the people that work hard and have tried their hardest to get along in life, and now we have to change that because of your laws. Your liberal ideology is not working, and I don't know who you're trying to please. So while you sit in your million-dollar home and you don't have to look at what we have to look at, there's hardworking people out there that have to deal with this on a daily basis. What are you going to do for us?
If Liz, who is a business owner in Sacramento, California, were alone, that would be a really interesting and troubling story. The fact is that Liz is one of dozens, hundreds, thousands of business owners in blue states and West Coast cities that are dealing with this, and their voices are just not being heard by those who govern us, or haven't been until fairly recently.
A rare example of how social media can be a positive, in that you can get your information out there, and if you really strike a nerve, it can catch on, and you can get a tremendous amount of attention. You don't need the local CBS affiliate to come do your story anymore. Right. You can get it out there.
I'll be darned. Liz, who is a Sacramento business owner, joins us now. Liz, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's really our pleasure, because we're, as you've probably guessed already, really with you on the idea that hardworking people, taxpaying people, reasonable law-abiding people should not have their cities descend into chaos and ugliness and in favor of, you know, bums and junkies. But we know you don't want to use your last name. Why is that?
I've had quite the influx of negativity on my social media. I had to go private. And, you know, I found out on social media that I'm a stripper actress who is part of the KKK. So I just would like to be in the end.
You're a stripper and an actress, you said?
Yeah, someone apparently saw me at I was in L.A.
It was a fake video. Yeah. I see. You're acting. And you're a Klanswoman as well. Okay.
Yes.
There you go. Jack, back to social media.
So was there a particular moment that you just said, I'm fed up, and you decided to make this little video and put it out there?
Yes. Okay. So, well, I've been dealing with this truthfully, it's gone downhill in the past 6 months. That's when I really noticed it.
Describe it to us. What do you deal with?
Feces on my doorstep. I'm saying at least once a week. I walked up last week. There was a cup of urine. They dump over the garbage cans. They've broken my windows. They've robbed me. They've kicked my door in. And, you know, my husband and I got together and collectively we just said, we're done. You're done. So I made that decision Friday. And clearly in my video, I was upset. And I'm still upset.
And you were very reasonable.
And so you turn your phone on yourself, I guess, and you do your little screed and it goes viral. Was there a particular tipping point or was it just the cumulative stuff that you mentioned?
Actually, it was a tent in front of my business. It was. And like I said, I have compassion for these people, but at the same time, I'm trying to make a living. Nobody wants to come when they can't get into my business because there's a tent or there's syringes, you know?
Right. And your compassion is appreciated, although, you know, we're realists, if nothing else. And my point, I'm Joe talking. That's Jack over there. My point has always been, if you make it so easy for people to be, say, drug addicts or junkies or live on the street, I mean, because if you can live more or less for free and take in all the social services, you never have to go to work. You can lay around getting high all the time. I see the appeal of that. And I think as a society, we've made it way too easy. What do you think?
We've made it way too easy. And the governor is talking about having shooting galleries where people can shoot up safely.
Great. So you'd have even more people just out of their minds high wandering into your business and threatening your customers. That just sounds lovely.
Yeah, actually, I had someone walk through my door, broad daylight, middle of the day, push his way in, tell me he was going to use my restroom. I said no. He pushed me out of the way, and I ended up grabbing my purse and getting out. And luckily, I work next to a barbershop, and there's lots of men in there that could come help me. But
and then you could, then
that,
I assume
that was the last straw.
I assume you then call the police, and then what happens? Or do you?
I always call the police, and the thing is that they make a report, and there's not much else they can do, you know, especially with the drugs around the area, they can't arrest them.
So what do the cops say to you, Liz?
They say, talk to your local officials, talk to the governor, because we want to be able to do something and we can't do it.
Yeah, boy, we've heard that plenty of times from plenty of cops in plenty of places. Look, we completely understand, but we're being absolutely, our hands are tied by the city council or the governor or the mayor or whatever.
So the negativity you're getting on your Twitter account or in social media, is it seem to be from people that think you're being mean to point this out or what?
Yes, I got the feedback I got was that I'm sorry they've inconvenienced your happy little life. And I thought,
right. I understand.
That's your job.
Yeah. So part of your screed was the same thing I said at a city council meeting last year, was it would seem that you're prioritizing them over those of us who are law-abiding, tax-paying citizens. You've chosen them over us is what it looks like. And that's what you just said. And if you point that out, there is a weird communist utopian crowd out there. Oh, you've got such a perfect life. Oh, sorry, we damaged your perfect life. I don't have a perfect life, but I created this, and why do I have to give away chunks of it for that dude out there on the sidewalk? Why? What's the logic behind that?
Well, you know, here's where I come from. I would like to say I am a recovering person myself. I've been sober for 4 years, and it's possible. And I got myself up by the bootstraps with the help of God, but this is not the result. Letting people die on the street with their drug addictions is not loving them, is not taking care of them, is not helping them, and it's harming everybody else in the process.
Boy, I would agree completely. Getting back to the theme of, you know, choosing somebody who just wants to live as a junkie rent-free versus a person like you, tell us about your business. How long did you take to get it started? What have you put into it?
I've owned a business for 15 years. I've had two different locations. One was on another street downtown, and I moved this one about 10 years ago. So I've been there 10 years. I loved my location. I've put everything into my business. This is how I make a living. And granted, I have my clients. I'm a hairstylist. I can move somewhere else. I don't want to. I loved where I was. So it's a huge inconvenience. And not to mention, you'll lose clients when you move locations, because downtown is very central. It's easy for people to get to. It's just, it's a huge inconvenience for me. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's a shame. And the guy who just wants to live rent-free wins, and you lose. So you are actually going to move your business?
I'm going to move my business. I'm going to be there for now until I can find something, and then I'm going to... I still have a lease I'm going to have to pay, because I'm going to do the right thing, you know?
Right.
So I'll have that lease, and then wherever I go. So that's how bad it is. I'm willing to pay two places to get out of there.
Well, and then whoever owns that building, they're going to have to find a tenant who's willing to put up with that. So they're being harmed also.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a domino effect.
Well, sure. If you haven't seen Liz's video, which is measured, intelligent, articulate, and not the least bit deserving of vitriol online, we have it at armstrongandgetty.com. Hey, Liz, thanks for chatting with us, and well done. Way to speak your mind. I mean, that's good for you, and sorry about the some of the crap you have to deal with, but that'll blow over.
Literally crap, yeah.
No problem. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thanks. That's the fabulous Liz. And that interview was 100 times better than the one she did on Fox and Friends. I was going to ask her to say that, but I'm telling you.
Jeez. What was the need for that? I mean, where did that cruelty?
Facts. Cruelty. I deal in facts. That was truth. You can't handle the truth.
Festering cruelty within you that just had to leap out at the
what?
End.
What? That's an unfair diagnosis, sir. Skewering. Why are you crapping on the doorstep of my soul?
Wow.
Huh? It's a difficult charge to respond to.
This story happens over and over and over, and it will happen over time, and there'll be no coming back, and then there'll be the questions of why do people not live in here anymore? Why right. do businesses not open up here anymore?
Right, exactly. The downtown has died. We need to revitalize it. Yeah, well, nobody wants to be there. And, you know, it's funny. Just like you said, the utopian communist fantasy land that a lot of these people live in. Civilization, law and order, is not easy. It's practically a miracle. It's unknown in huge swaths of the earth where death and pain and disease hold sway. And you have these places where it's been well established and it's very pleasant and reasonably safe and productive and prosperous to live in a place. And then people think that the things you have to do to preserve that are just too mean and we've got to get rid of them. I've said this 100 times. I ought to get a tattoo that, and I'll probably say it 1,000 more before they yank me off the air someday, inevitably. Discipline without compassion is fascism. It's cruelty. But compassion without discipline is chaos, and civilizations crumble. You've got to have the right balance. And more people, liberal, progressive people in progressive areas are realizing, oh, this doesn't work. This is unlivable. This is miserable. Something needs to change. And I hope the word spreads.
You also have to be a grown-up enough to deal with there might not, at least for now, be a perfect solution where somebody isn't hurt. I'm just saying you're going to have to choose law-abiding, tax-paying citizens over the drug addicts out on the street.
Right, right. Well, where are they going to go? Somewhere where they don't impact the quality of life of honest people. That's as simple answer as I can give you. There are plenty of places like that, way out there or over there, just not somewhere they impact people's lives and standard of living.
Or eventually, slowly, it's not going to be a mass wave that gets everybody's attention, but slowly over time, people are just going to kind of go away.
Right.
And your businesses will go away and the people will move out and you're going to think, what happened?
Well, and I would like to hear a vote of recovering addicts.
Yeah, we got a text on that. Okay. Letting people live in their addiction is not compassion.
Right. I'd like to see a vote. If somebody were to make it effortless for you to continue your addiction, would that help you stop or hurt your effort to stop? I mean, the answer is self-evident, for the love of God.
Anyway. And again, that's just a tangent to the whole thing. You got to let business owners be able to open a business in your city and have people walk in the door without being scared or stepping in human poop.
Assaulted in your own business repeatedly.
Crazy. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before, with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.